Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Several tornado watches and warnings were issued for parts of north-central Kansas Monday night, but we have no reports of major damage or injuries. In Dickinson County, 60-mile-per-hour wind and baseball-sized hail reported at Abilene. Quarter-sized hail was reported northwest of Junction City. Egg-sized hail in Saline County. A 70-mile-per-hour wind gust was clocked west of Huron.
We now know Catholic cardinals will start the process of choosing a new pope on May 7th. So how does that secret conclave work?
All cardinals under the age of 80 are allowed to take part in the conclave. They number 135. Starting May 7th, the cardinal electors will be sealed off from the world. Phone and internet signals can't even get through. They'll vote up to four times a day until one candidate receives 67% of the ballot. For every vote that fails to produce a result, black smoke will be seen from a chimney on the Sistine Chapel as the ballot papers are incinerated. When a pope is chosen, an additive turns the smoke white for all the world to see. In Rome, Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Wichita City Council and Sedgwick County Commission will meet en banc this morning. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News the focus of the meeting will be parks.
How we can utilize maybe some of our resources to better serve customers in the parks department. So Sedgwick County has a couple of parks, whereas the city has more than 120 parks.
During Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
Seven people suffered minor smoke inhalation, including two firefighters, at an apartment fire yesterday afternoon near downtown Wichita. Crews were called to the Water's Edge apartment at Central and Waco at about 5 p.m. All the injured were treated at the scene, no one hospitalized.
Canadians going to the polls to pick leaders, but the biggest concern for voters might be U.S.-Canada relations.
Canadians seemed fed up by soaring housing prices, an almost 70-cent carbon tax on a gallon of gasoline, and 10 years of Liberal leader Justin Trudeau. Then it all began to unravel. Trudeau stepped aside, and Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre saw a 20-point lead in the polls disappear. Carney got rid of the carbon tax and quickly moved to the center. He's also been helped by opposition in Canada to U.S. tariffs. President Trump posted again that Canada would be better off as part of the U.S. The post drew a sharp rebuke from Canada's conservative leader, who wrote, "President Trump, stay out of our election."
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Montreal. Canada's Liberal Party is projected to win the country's federal election for the fourth consecutive time.
At least four people are dead, several injured, after a vehicle crashed through an after-school building near Springfield, Illinois.
Chatham Police Deputy Chief Scott Tarter noting officers responded to the Why Not After School Camp after receiving calls about a vehicle driving into the After School Day Cares building.
We can confirm that there are four fatalities, three that were struck outside of the building before the vehicle entered, and one inside. Several patients have been transferred to local area hospitals by ambulance and one by Life Flight helicopter.
Noting the driver of the vehicle, who was not injured, was taken to the hospital for evaluation. According to the Illinois State Police Department, the victims are believed to be 18 years old and younger. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Illegal border crossings hit record lows in March as President Donald Trump reaches his first 100 days in office. Fox's Bill Malugin reports.
Gotaways and Border Patrol apprehensions are both down more than 90% from the record-setting highs of the Biden administration. Tom Homan says the Trump administration has already deported almost 140,000 illegal aliens. Now, the White House also placing posters of criminal illegal aliens arrested by ICE all along the White House lawn. In the meantime, Democrats are throwing fits that the Trump administration DOJ has arrested two judges, one in New Mexico for allegedly harboring a trendy Aragua gang member and giving him access to guns, and another in Milwaukee for allegedly interfering with ICE's effort to arrest an illegal alien in court.
Critics held protests during the weekend supporting the Milwaukee judge, with some Democrat lawmakers describing the arrest as an attack on the judiciary.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
No college baseball tonight for the Shockers and the Sooners. We'll talk about that cancellation coming up in sports.
Kansas City Fire Department mourning the loss of a firefighter. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Kansas City Fire Department is mourning the loss of firefighter Graham Hoffman, who was fatally stabbed Sunday morning by a patient as they were being transported to an area hospital. Battalion Chief Michael Hopkins says the public response has been overwhelming.
You just don't come to work thinking you're going to get stabbed or shot as a firefighter, paramedic, firefighter, EMT. It's devastating for our department.
The woman who allegedly stabbed Hoffman was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder and assault. Formal charges are pending.
The Trump administration touting border numbers on the 100th day of the president's second term.
In the first 100 days of the second Trump administration, about 139,000 immigrants living in the U.S. illegally have been deported.
We have a secure border, the most secure border in the history of this nation.
The administration's border czar, Tom Homan, also defended the recent removals of American-born children of undocumented mothers.
So when a parent says, I want my two-year-old baby to go with me, we made that happen. They weren't deported. We don't import U.S. citizens.
Homan is warning individuals in the country illegally to get their affairs in order, because if they remain, they will be prosecuted and deported. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Supreme Court's kicked off a busy week hearing a case about disabled children and what they must prove in order to recover damages if they experience discrimination.
Attorney Robin Martinez is representing a student who suffered morning seizures and had asked for education accommodations at night in Osseo, Minnesota. He told the justices the demand for children to prove their discrimination was the result of bad faith or gross misjudgment is too high a bar.
You can have people discriminated and excluded by reason of their disability, even though there's no intent.
Today, the justices will hear two cases, including one filed by a disabled American who couldn't use LabCorp check-in devices, and another filed by a Georgia family after the FBI mistakenly raided their home. Thursday, the justices will consider whether the state of Oklahoma broke the law when it formed a charter school contract with a Catholic school. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A new study raising more concern about the potential health impacts of ultra-processed foods.
The study leans on previous research in 8 countries, surveys of people's diets, and death data to conclude that people eating a lot of ultra-processed foods may have a greater risk of dying early. The lead author citing changes in food during processing and artificial ingredients. The report estimates 14% of premature deaths could be linked to ultra-processed foods in the U.S. and U.K., where they account for more than half of calorie intake. But experts tell the BBC the study doesn't prove a link or rule out the broader effect of fat, sugar, salt, and lifestyle. One group representing food and drink manufacturers says foods that can help achieve a balanced diet, including yogurt, pasta sauces, and bread, are being demonized by the term ultra-processed food. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And the study is published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine.
KNSS News Time now, 7:12, 12 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now in Wichita, the volume's pretty heavy out there, and so we're actually seeing a lot of traffic right now on Kellogg East and Westbound right around Seneca. Some pretty heavy traffic and potentially a slowdown, I-235 right there around K-42. So watch out for those heavier traffic volumes we're seeing. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Track 3 forecast. with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. How are you guys doing?
Just great.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad. I was heading into work when, you know, some of that rainfall hit us. It was nice to, you know, hear the rain. I wish I was to hear it while I was still in bed, but we know how that works with our shift. But we'll still continue to have the chance of possibly seeing a few showers and thunderstorms. You know, things have kind of dried back out in the Wichita area, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be completely dry throughout the rest of the day. And there is some rainfall nearby. It's just if it's able to work its way back in our direction as we go throughout the rest of the day. That's what we'll be watching out for. Not really expecting much severe weather in our part of the area should some of those storms work their way back into the heart of the metro. But still, something that we'll be watching out for. Cooler today, too, now that we're behind a cold front. High of 64 degrees with a northerly breeze, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Slightly better chance that we have more of that rainfall kind of work its way back into the Wichita area later on tonight, and especially by the time we get into our Wednesday, which temperatures are going to start to warm back up, getting up to 70 degrees tomorrow. 30% chance showers and thunderstorms after some spotty coverage through the day tomorrow. That 30% chance going to fall on Thursday. High of 72 degrees. And then by Friday, it still looks like we'll get a brief break from rain, thunderstorm chances. Just expecting a partly cloudy sky. High of 73 degrees. Winds should be pretty light, too. Pretty nice start to our weekend. But then we'll need to keep an eye to the sky over the weekend. 20% chance rain rumbles on Saturday, and then a 30% chance on Sunday, anywhere between 73 to 74 degrees. Now, this upcoming weekend, I'm still not calling it a washout, but if you do have plans to be outdoors, definitely something to watch out for over the coming days, see how that forecast continues to shape up. By early next week, next Monday, we're keeping things dry so far, but still mostly cloudy with a high of 75. Right now, we're at 54 degrees, mostly cloudy sky, north breeze, 18 miles an hour, gusting up to 30.
Anybody out there heading to Oklahoma, it's raining just about everywhere in Oklahoma this morning, isn't it?
They even have some severe thunderstorms down towards that way, too, in the northeastern part of the state.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Stephen, head of the morning here. Yesterday's high temperature, 82 degrees. Normal high is 71. And we're only going to get up to probably mid-60s today. Today is Tuesday, April 29th, 2025. On this date, 7 years ago, 2018, a landmark in television history, Ted.
Okay.
The Simpsons passed Gunsmoke for the highest episode count of any show on TV. Gunsmoke had 635 episodes over its 20-year run.
Those were hour-long episodes,
right,
with real actors.
The Simpsons are now up to 765 episodes and counting.
Yep, still on the air.
So I can.
I just watched an episode last night.
You like The Simpsons? I'm not. I haven't been a big fan, but I was a Gunsmoke fan, so I can name all the people, the stars of Gunsmoke, including Doc Adams, who actually Milburn Stone from Sedgwick, Kansas, of course. And you can probably name all the actors on The Simpsons as well, right?
Well, I'm sure I can. After 700 episodes,
yeah,
I should.
You probably got to memorize. Birthdays today. How about Willie Nelson turning 92?
How about that?
A couple of big hits. Angels on Always on My Mind and To All the Girls I've Loved Before. Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson. He's a legend.
He is a legend. 92 years old today. 7:16, Steve and Ted in the morning on this, as I said, April 29th.
Willie Nelson, a guy that had trouble getting started. He went to Nashville, and people didn't really get it.
Yeah, he was different.
He wrote songs for Patsy Cline, but as a performer, people didn't really care for him. He was very clean cut, had a nice, crisp hairdo.
Yeah.
Then he kind of said, he left Nashville and kind of went out and did his own thing and grew his hair long, and all of a sudden he became this big star.
Timing is everything.
Yeah, his time hadn't come yet.
Yep.
Obviously, he hit his stride, and he's a big-time star.
92 years old today. 7:17 now, Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, college baseball, no, not tonight. The Shockers were scheduled to go down to Norman, Oklahoma to take on the 21st-ranked Sooners. But as you've just been talking about, Steve, the weather forecast in Oklahoma today, showers and thunderstorms, the Shockers and the Sooners will not play tonight. Talking about that, play-by-play voice, the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, and Wichita State head coach, Brian Green.
with Oklahoma probably at this point in the season. Glad to have a night off, and certainly a week when you can use a chance to work on some.
Yeah, we'll take it, you know, and that's an opportunity for us to rest some guys, but more importantly, work with our hitters, work with our pitchers, and just, you know, here's 3 days of practice, and we will actually take it.
All right, so Wichita State at Oklahoma, not going to be played tonight. That game is canceled. It will not be made up. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge, getting ready for 2 weeks on the road. The first stop is 6 games in Frisco, taking on the top team in the league, the Frisco Rough Riders, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. It's a day game today. Work from home day is what they're calling it in Frisco. 12:05 game time today for the Wind Surge at Frisco. Major League Baseball, after a day off, the Kansas City Royals are back at it, beginning a week on the road. They'll be in Florida taking on the Rays. Tampa, of course, Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays, got pretty much ripped up by Hurricane Milton last October. So the Rays play their home games this year at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, the spring training home of the New York Yankees. The Rays and the Royals, 6 o'clock tonight. Listen live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Royals have struggled on the road this season, only 3-10 on the road so far. The Rays are on a 5-game winning streak heading into this one. JUCO softball, Cali College wins again. In fact, it was a doubleheader sweep in a ranked matchup. 20th-ranked Cali sweeping 16th-ranked Neosho County on the road, winning 10-0 and 9-6. 4 wins in a row for Cali softball, now 36-12 on the season, and they are ranked 20th in the nation. Let's go to the NBA playoffs last night. Game 4 in out in San Francisco, the Golden State Warriors hosting the Houston Rockets. In the starting lineup now for the Warriors is Buddy Hield, who played at Sunrise Christian Academy in Bel Air. The action on TNT.
It's Hield with a three. Drills it. For back-to-back games here by Buddy Hield.
Yeah, nice. In fact, he hit the go-ahead three-pointer with about 3.5 minutes to go as the Warriors beat the Rockets 109-106. Beating the number 2 seed in the West again. Golden State is now up 3-1 in that series over Houston. Major League Baseball last night. The Minnesota Twins go into Cleveland and hammer the Guardians 11-1. The leadoff hitter for the Twins is former Wichita Wind Surge outfielder Edouard Julien. The action on the Twins Sports Network.
Eddie Julien leads off, and the first pitch is over, and Julien bangs it to right center field. On the move goes Nolan Jones, and that ball is gone! Leadoff home run for Eddie Julien. And the Twins, on one pitch, take a quick 1-0 lead.
That's how you lead the game off right there. Edouard Julien, not wasting any time. I just said you have to hunt the fastball.
And he got it. And the Twins go on to clobber the Guardians. 11-1 was the final score. Hey, that's 4 wins in a row for the Minnesota Twins. A couple of birthdays today. Happy birthday number 55 to Mighty Mouse Mark McMillan, the former Kansas City Chiefs corner defense. Played 8 years in the NFL. 10th round draft pick by the Eagles out of Alabama. Played a couple of seasons for the Chiefs. In 1997 with the Chiefs, he led the NFL in interception return yards. And he had 8 interceptions that year. Mighty Mouse, one of the NFL's smaller players at 5'7" at best. There you go. Happy 55th birthday to former Chief Mark McMillan, Mighty Mouse. He's 55 today. And a happy 64th birthday to former Wichita Thunder hockey coach Doug Shedden, who guided the Thunder to back-to-back championships in 1994 and 1995. And he went on to win 3 more league championships throughout his career. He's got 5 championship rings. How about that? Former Thunder coach Doug Shedden. It's his birthday. He is 64 today. And that's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
722 now, Steve and Ted. And keep it here for the house call for health. Giving parents tips on how to prevent measles. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on a Tuesday morning, 60 degrees. President Trump's 100-day week-long celebration continues with a trip to Michigan.
It's the last state he campaigned in before winning the 2024 election. President Trump returns to Michigan today for a rally in Macomb County
to discuss all that he has achieved on behalf of the American people.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt, the event is billed as a celebration of Trump's legendary start to his presidency in the first 100 days, including the closure of the southern border, deportation efforts, working on peace and trade deals. And with over 140 executive orders signed, including the dismantling of the Department of Education, establishing the Department of Government Efficiency, and cutting federal budgets and regulations. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Canada's Liberal Party is projected to win the country's federal election for the fourth consecutive time. Liberals, led by Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, who took over after Justin Trudeau resigned earlier this year, won the majority in a shocking turnaround sparked by U.S. President Donald Trump's threats of annexation and his tariffs on America's close ally and northern neighbor. As of late yesterday, the Liberal Party was leading with 161 seats won in Parliament, as opposed to the 150 seats held by the Conservative Party.
A Kansas man was sentenced to 151 months in prison for distributing child exploitation sexual abuse materials. 27-year-old Zachary Hiskey of Hutchinson pleaded guilty to one count of distribution of child pornography. Prosecutors said that in June of 2021, Hiskey used his account on a messaging app to share videos depicting adult males engaged in sexual activities with children. The website detected the videos and reported the account to law enforcement through a cyber tip line.
The report of a gun at South High School in Salina yesterday morning led to much confusion and concern. A police search concluded that online posts led to the lockdown. It was determined that a post being shared in a chat group showed a student with a gun. However, it was a video made earlier this month off campus. Salina Police Captain James Feldman says there was no threat and encouraged parents to talk with their students.
Need to talk with someone, reach out to counselors or anything like that would be the best thing. But our goal was to make sure there were no threats, as well as school, and that the students were safe.
Feldman says the school did not overreact and handled the incident according to protocols.
Georgia's governor has signed a school safety bill into law.
Supporters say the new law will prevent school shootings like the one that occurred last September at Appalachee High School northeast of Atlanta, in which two students and two teachers were killed. Governor Brian Kemp.
Ensuring the safety of all those in our schools is and will always be a top priority.
It requires police agencies to report to school officials when they learn that a child threatened death or injury to someone at a school and establishes an anonymous reporting system statewide. It also requires schools to provide wearable panic buttons to employees. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
7:33 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and time for the for an update on the weather with Ronnell Williams.
Staying unsettled with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Mostly cloudy skies and noticeably cooler after a cold front comes through. High of only 64 degrees. Northerly breeze 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now partly cloudy. North wind gusting to 18 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 7:33 now, 7:10 in the morning, in time for the Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty's chat with Steve and Ted in the morning. Good morning, Ryan. Nice to have you with us.
Yeah, good to be with you, Steve and Ted.
Any got any rain in your part of town?
Not yet. We're kind of hoping for this afternoon. We it's kind of hit or miss, and you know you get the meteorology reports, and it's kind of right now it feels like they're hedging their bets. You know, we may or may not, and if it does, it's going to be bad, and if not, we'll just have to see. And I just got my fingers crossed. We need the rain, and we need a lot of it.
All right, so what's going on? I know that we've got an on-bunk meeting today between the city and the county. Tell us what you're looking for in that meeting today.
Yeah, on-bunk at the city of Wichita. What an on-bunk is, for your audience that may not be familiar with it, is It's just an official public meeting between two elected bodies. So the City of Wichita and Sedgwick County Commission. This is the fourth that we've had since I've been in office. And I think what you're seeing here and the intent, what we're trying to portray to the community is just more collaboration, more discussions happening from a community-wide level between the City of Wichita and Sedgwick County government. There's two items we'll be discussing today. The first is an opioid settlement fund, a strategic plan that we'll be working on. A few years ago, there was a class action lawsuit nationally against those drug and pharmaceutical companies that make opioids. So there's a lot of money, a lot of dollars. We're talking hundreds of millions of dollars being dispersed back to states and local governments. And what we decided to do with the City of Wichita is actually combine our monies. What Sedgwick County government was receiving with the City of Wichita, we're going to combine our monies, and we hired, through RFP process, we hired a consultant to come in and give us a plan. And how do we best deploy these resources into our community to counteract the danger, the dangerous outcomes that we're seeing through opioid addiction? So that's the first item. The second item will be a discussion around parks and rec and cultural arts, and how do we utilize, you know, what we have at Sedgwick County, what the City of Wichita has. You know, is there a way we can work together so that the end user, the people that use our parks and use our cultural arts assets, that they may have a better experience and more streamlined experience? Are there efficiencies to be found? So those are the two items we'll have today. I really look forward to the conversation.
The first item there, how much money are we actually talking about in this settlement?
Well, so far, right now, we've received a combined amount of dollars, right around $2 million between the City of Wichita and Sedgwick County government. We have some estimates, and it's still a little murky of how much total we're going to receive and what time frame we're going to receive it. But we've seen as estimates as high as the combined dollars, upwards of $10 million. So this is a lot of money. If Sedgwick County government was trying to do its own thing with its own dollars, the City of Wichita was trying to do its own thing, we don't feel like it'd be as impactful. We think if we combine these dollars and have the same plan to deploy them into our community, we'll have much greater, much bigger impact. So the state of Kansas is also receiving tens of millions of dollars, and we've yet to hear exactly how they want to deploy those dollars and throughout the state. So this is an opportunity to collaborate, to demonstrate partnership, and find efficiencies in how we deploy these monies.
Let's talk about parks for just a little bit. We talked with the Mayor Wu yesterday. He said Sedgwick County has about three parks, and the city's got about 150 or something like that.
Yeah.
But they're all small parks, and you got the big parks. What's your attitude on parks generally?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, some of this is just under the umbrella of, you know, what's our core service versus what's their core service. I would tell you that I think parks are very much core services, core government services for municipalities, for city governments. I don't think that that's the case for a county government. We're mostly concerned with public safety, public health, public works. But what we have is rather, you know, it's rather large. We have the Sedgwick County Park and we have Lake Afton. These are two magnificent assets, taxpayer assets, Sedgwick County government assets. But what we know is that we're not really in the parks business. This is not what we do. And I think we do it well. I think we maintain the parks well, but we do no programming there. So what you'll see today is a plan of how can the City of Wichita start doing its programming from its park department in our parks. And that a way that the user of these systems has one place they can go to book a rental, has one place to go to find information. You know, most people don't know that, you know, Sedgwick County Park is that says City of Wichita really doesn't have anything to do with Sedgwick County Park. You know, it's even interesting if there was an issue that took place in Sedgwick County Park, the City of Wichita Police may respond to that as a mutual aid agreement, but the Sedgwick County Sheriff, that's his jurisdiction. So again, and it's right in the middle of the City of Wichita. So there's just some things that we need to work through to figure out. You know, the next conversation is on cultural arts. If you think about the City of Wichita, they have Botanica and the Art Museum and Cowtown. When we think about Sedgwick County government assets, we have some monster assets in this community. We have the zoo. We have Exploration Place. We have Interest Bank Arena. So is there a way that we can work together so that we can find a revenue stream that helps make sure these cultural assets are preserved long into the future, but also enjoyed by the entire region that comes here to take part in our economy? So big discussions, big partnerships, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity that we have partners at the City of Wichita that want to engage this conversation.
And we look at the weather comes up with a little rain here in the past few days, and you think, Well, I'm sure that the Cheney Reservoir is just filling up rapidly, but it doesn't seem to be. And I know that that's not the county's deal, but it'd be nice if we could get that new water plant online and get things going out there. We just need some water, huh?
That's right. And, you know, the one thing we can't control, and we can't flip the switch for rain, and that's what's most desperately needed. But the issues of water hit very close to home. The city of Wichita handles, you know, the water utility and the water treatment plant. And they have, you know, 10 to 12 different partners, different cities and conservation districts that they sell their water to. But I'm very much interested in the water conservation piece and the water contamination piece. And this, again, is another example that we need to be working together and not in our silos. You know, there's a lot of development, housing development happening in rural Sedgwick County. You know, big, massive developments, but most of these are going to be dependent on well water and drilling for well water. Well, we need to make sure that these developers and these people that are buying homes and buying properties not only understand how much water quantity they have, but also the quality of the water beneath their feet. So these are conversations I'm leading at the county side, and we're having significant discussions on water. And I know the state's involved, but this is an asset and a resource that we have to protect. And in my view, we need to get a little bit more aggressive with it.
Might I be out of line to ask you a question about business, retail business, which you are in? The threats of the tariffs and all this, is that having any impact on what you're doing at your business, Ryan?
Well, I think it has an impact on most businesses, if it, just being honest. You know, and what it really does from the tariff angle is the confidence level, the consumer confidence level, and what it does to just disrupt markets. Listen, a lot of people are cognizant of their 401ks, their IRAs, their retirement accounts, and they're seeing the volatility. And that impacts consumer confidence. And when consumer confidence is impacted, it impacts retail. Now, my company, we used to import products. We no longer import products. Everything that we do is domestic made. But a lot of people in my industry are import products and are experiencing these tariffs. And these tariffs and those charges, those surcharges, get passed through to the end customer. You can't absorb them in your margin. They just get passed through. So I'm hopeful when I think of the tariff policies and what's happening. I do know there's trade deficits. I do know there's challenges economically with our global trade ecosystem. So I'm hopeful that this can right-size some things and there can be some negotiations happening on the back end. But to say that it doesn't have an impact in our local economy just it would be foolish. It absolutely does. And we just got to hold on and hope for the best and hope that there's a plan in place that will deliver stability long into the future.
All right, sir. Thank you for being with us. As always, we'll check in with you again next week. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Hey, coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. FedEx location in West Wichita will close this summer. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning, KNSS. 7:47 on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
National election in Canada. Liberal Party projected to win for the fourth consecutive time.
Two.
Seven people, including two firefighters, suffer smoke inhalation at a Wichita apartment fire. No one hospitalized.
One.
A stormy night for north central Kansas. 70-mile-per-hour wind gust and baseball-sized hail. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Heavy traffic is causing a slowdown on Kellogg. This is westbound on Kellogg, and it is right around Hydraulic. Westbound on Kellogg, right around Hydraulic, we have some very heavy and slow-moving traffic. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330, KNS, or sorry, I say Hydraulic, what I meant to say was it was between Oliver and Hillside, the area where we're seeing that. So again, westbound on Kellogg, between Oliver and Hillside, very heavy and slow-moving traffic. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 64 degrees. This comes after yesterday's high of 82, so almost a 20-degree drop. 50% chance for rain tonight, the overnight low 56, and then Wednesday, 70% chance for rain. Tomorrow's high, 69 degrees. Now partly cloudy. A north wind gusting to 18 miles per hour, 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Justice Department has unveiled significant new details in its case against Ryan Ruth, who is accused of attempting to assassinate President Trump last year.
This is Fox on Justice. In a motion filed, the government says a month prior to Ryan Ruth's alleged attempt to assassinate President Trump at his Palm Beach golf course last September, Ruth tried to purchase a rocket-propelled grenade or anti-aircraft missile from an associate he believed to be a Ukrainian with access to military weapons. Ruth asked his associate to, quote, send me an RPG or Stinger and I will see what we can do. Trump is not good for Ukraine. And the government argues, Ruth signaled his intent when he wrote, quote, I need equipment so that Trump cannot get elected. The filing does not identify who Ruth was communicating with or whether it was actually a Ukrainian with military connections. We also learned from the filing in the same month Ruth sought the Ukrainian weapons, he also allegedly attempted, unsuccessfully, to purchase a military-grade 50-caliber rifle. Ruth is facing five counts in a trial set to begin in September. Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Boeing stocks among the winners on Wall Street Monday.
Stocks gaining steam in the final hour of trading and ending mixed, with the Dow and S&P 500 notching their fifth straight session of gains. Wall Street is bracing for its busiest week for first quarter earnings. For the Magnificent Seven, Microsoft, Meta Platforms, Amazon, and Apple are slated to report their latest financial results. Also on deck this week, key economic data on growth, inflation, and jobs. Tech was the worst performing sector, while energy and utilities gained. The Dow winners, Boeing, IBM, and Visa. The Dow decliners, Nvidia, Salesforce, and Amazon. The Dow up 114 points, the NASDAQ lower by 17, S&P 500 up 4. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. A FedEx shipping location in West Wichita is going to close this summer. The multinational cargo giant announcing yesterday it's going to close its ICTA FedEx Ship Center facility, 1500 block of South Hoover, in June, affecting 72 employees at the facility. A worker adjustment and retraining notification will be issued to employees as of the end of the month. But team leaders at the facility were notified several months ago, a FedEx spokesperson said. Among the 72 employees impacted, FedEx says many will be offered other roles within the community. That's according to an email statement from FedEx.
European plane maker Airbus has agreed to purchase facilities and some components from Wichita Spirit Aerosystems in a deal that runs concurrent to the Boeing company acquisition, the two companies announced Monday. Airbus will take over Spirit production of components for its jets, including A220 pylons that have been manufactured in Wichita. Whether the A220 pylon work will remain in the region remained unclear as of last evening.
After opening its first brick-and-mortar Wichita location last year, plans are underway for a West Side branch location for Chase Bank at a familiar site. The City County Metropolitan Area Building Construction Department approving in February a commercial plan review for a new Chase Bank location at the former IHOP at 515 South Ridge Road. The department later approved an electrical permit back in March for the project. The project is valued at $2 million. That's according to the application submitted to the MABCD, and that'll include site improvements. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is National Zipper Day, commemorating April 29th, 1913, when the patent for the modern zipper was issued. The day celebrates something we often do not think about and may automatically take for granted.
Sure do.
The first attempt at creating the zipper came from the inventor of the sewing machine. In 1851, Elias Howe received a patent for the automatic continuous clothing closure.
Yeah.
However, Howe
came up with a better name.
Never marketed his invention and missed the recognition he may have received being the zipper man. But where did that word name zipper come from?
Yeah, where did that come from? It's the sound it makes.
Sound. Zip. All right. Today is April 29th. 2025, and it is a memorable day in local history for a couple of things. 3 years ago today, an EF3 tornado hit Andover. And although there was quite a bit of damage, nobody was killed in that, Ted. That was 3 years ago today.
Yep. I drove through Andover covering that about 10 minutes after it hit.
Let's go back 5 years, and on this date, on the morning of the state 5 years ago. Don Hall lost his life just about a mile and a half, 2 miles from here, in a traffic accident. Of course, Don was the host at that time of the KEYN morning show and had been in radio for many, many years, starting off down in Pittsburgh, where he went to college. Don is a native of Kansas City. And I'd known Don since the 70s when he and I did his morning show together at KEYN. So I've known him a long time. And we played softball together in the summer for a while and did a lot of things together. But, it was quite a morning, wasn't it? Remember when that accident occurred and Don was killed? That was 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
Wow.
He was just driving to work.
An impaired
driver takes his life.
The other driver apparently was at fault, and that was it. All right, we remember
you. Very sad.
We remember you, Don. Yep. Dancing Don, they called him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go out and do these dances at night, and he DJ'd at night and all that. And of course, he was the PA announcer for Shocker basketball for
decades.
How long? And then that was a job that you took over after Don died, and so it's been 5 years you've been doing that. All right. It's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We have plenty to talk about this morning, Ted. We've got the latest on a stormy night in north central Kansas. You'll have sports, as always, in the 8 o'clock hour. Right?
Yeah, we'll take a look at college baseball not being played tonight. The Shockers will not be heading down to Oklahoma. We'll talk about that. Hear from Coach Green coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news. We have the Blur on the way.
Yep, we've got a very famous song. Instrumental song that we'll be hitting on in the Blur. It'll be at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.